USA Radio News.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is thinking ahead. In an interview Monday, he told Breitbart if Republicans win the House this November, he'll block Representatives Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and other Democratic lawmakers from serving on committees.
If Eric Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the private sector, there's no reason why he should be given one to be on Intel or Homeland Security. Ilhan Omar should not be serving on Foreign Affairs.
Russia and the U.S. tried to talk it out, but the two remained far apart after discussions surrounding diffusing tensions at the Ukraine border idled. Moscow keeps insisting on guarantees to halt NATO's eastward expansion and even roll back the military's alliance deployments in Eastern Europe. Washington is firmly rejecting the demands as a non-starter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Investigators are trying to determine why safety doors failed to close in a New York City high-rise when a deadly fire broke out on Sunday, killing 19 people.
At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater, Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans two floors on the second and third floor of the building. It started in a malfunctioning electric space heater. That was the cause of the fire.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer announced on Monday it expects to have a vaccine that targets the Omicron variant as well as other COVID-19 variants ready in March. Omicron has been described as many in the health community as a more contagious but less severe variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
School is out in Chicago for the time being, so parents there are suing the Chicago Teachers Union over kids not being in class.
Parents of students in Chicago public schools filed a lawsuit against the Chicago Teachers Union as they remain in a standoff with the city of Chicago over the union's vote for a return to remote learning. Sarah Sachin is a mother of several Chicago public school students, and she praises parents who took legal action against the union on Fox and Friends First.
I am so proud of the parents that got together and decided to sue the union because it needed to be done.
Sachin also explains what the children are doing during this standoff.
They're not giving the kids anything. We're just at home, extended winter break. The teachers are going into school and not accepting the students, but they're going in and making copies. So the buildings are safe for them to do that, so why not accept children?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Some medical professionals are pushing back against schools being closed as well as pandemic statistics. Dr. Ashish Jha with Brown University told Newsmax that moving forward, COVID-19 tracking must distinguish between those who are in the hospital because of COVID-19 and those who are admitted for other reasons and test positive.
A lot of people are showing up as an incidental finding with COVID.
Jha also added tracking and isolation is, quote, a bit of a mess. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.